we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in. I've got good news for you. It is not going to remain hot forever. Hallelujah. That is a good thing. You know, some of our, some of the mornings that we get up and it's, you know, still early and it's the temperature showing in the 80s and craziness like that. No wonder our air conditioners are having to work so hard. If yours has worked so hard that it needs some love and care, I want to encourage you today to call Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 632-9538, 632-9538. Carla and Dennis, there and their team, travel all throughout the county, and they help keep systems running. They make sure that, you know, you've got power issues. You know, here's the thing. If there's a problem with your electric and your AC doesn't work because of that, you're going to be hot and miserable. In fact, you'll be even more hot and miserable because you can't run a ceiling fan. You can't even go buy a portable air conditioning unit to get you through. You need, if you have electrical problems, you want to get those taken care of. If you have AC problems, you want to get those taken care of. And so I encourage you to call Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 632-9538. And I encourage you to do it early in the day. We know what it is like when that AC doesn't work. In fact, for July 4th, we had shut our AC off, and the office was closed, and so we just let it run, and the temperature got just over 24 hours. It built up so much in there that we give away mugs filled with chocolate to our visitors that come, and it caused our chocolates to change colors. Now, I want you to know, I've tested them. They tasted okay, but we've replaced them anyway now at this point in time. But it can have bad effects. So make sure that you don't allow your electric or your air conditioning not functioning to put you in harm's way. Give Carla and Dennis a call, 632-9538, and tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio broadcast. We are going back to Isaiah chapter 26 today, and it says, "Trust." This is in verse 4, "Trust in the Lord forever, for Yah, the Lord, is everlasting strength. For he will bring down those who dwell on high, the lofty city. He lays it low. He lays it low to the ground. He brings it down to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness, O most upright. You weigh the path of the just, yes, in the way of your judgments. O Lord, we have waited for you. The desire of our soul is for your name and for the remembrance of you. With my soul, I have desired you in the night. Yes, by my spirit within me, I will seek you early. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let grace be shown to the wicked, yet he will not learn righteousness." So, we talked yesterday on the broadcast about, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. And we talked about trusting God. And verse 4 just says, "Trust in the Lord forever." And I want you to know that it doesn't say their trust in the Savior. It says trust in the Lord. And I pray today that you will trust God, trust God's word enough that you will allow him to sit upon the throne of your life, that you will allow him to declare and allow his commandments and his decrees to stand in your life, that you will say, God said, this is what I should do, and that's what I'm going to do. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength. One version that I read described him as being not just the everlasting strength, but that he's the rock of ages. See, I trust in God, and I trust in his power. I trust that no matter what happens, he is going to stay the same. If you were to ask people who walked with God, and they started their walk, you know, decades ago, Rock of Ages was one of the preeminent songs that impacted a generation. And you'd say, well, I don't necessarily know why that was. Well, you would have to look and see that people who were, living in they were seasoned adults in the 1970s, and they were 80s and 90s, that they had come through the Great Depression. They had come through World War II. They had come through, see, my grandmother, who just passed away earlier this year, she had survived World War I. She had survived the Great Depression. She had survived World War II. She had survived a broken heart. She had survived the Korean War. She had survived the Vietnamese War with a child that was serving at that point in time. She had survived recession after recession after recession, multiple heartbreaks, deaths of family members. She had survived all of that, and yet she still maintained a joy because she had come to believe a long time ago that God was her everlasting strength, that he is the rock of ages. Trust in God's strength today. Here is what I have found. The more seasoned I get, that's a politically correct way of saying the older that I get, the less I trust in my own strength and the more I trust in God's. I realize his strength is not diminishing. And so I want to encourage you today for you to realize that God is the everlasting strength. He is the rock of ages. And because of that, it goes on to describe that because of his everlasting strength, he is going to bring down the high and the mighty, the proud and the arrogant. He is going to humiliate those who are lofty in their own eyes. They will one day have their spiritual eyes opened to see how glorious, how holy, how powerful, how compassionate, how worthy God is, and they will be humbled in the process. I want to take you to verse number 7, and it says, the way of the just is uprightness, O most upright. And in the New King James Version, it says, the way of the just is uprightness, O most upright. That's a capital U. That's a reference to God. You weigh the path of the just. Yes, in the way of your judgments, O Lord, we have waited for you. And so today, if I can just address for a moment, because over the past few weeks there have been a lot of very serious things that have taken place in America. And there's been a great number of protests and things like that. And I want to tell you today that God never makes mistakes. You say, what has that got to do with anything that's been going on in contemporary events? I'm glad you asked. We as human beings are fallen creatures. We make mistakes. Sometimes we do things intentionally. Some things we do things unintentionally. Those are words that have been in the headlines here over the past 3 weeks or so. And in the Old Testament, there were different consequences as to whether things were intentional or whether they were unintentional. And I will tell you this: intentional sin is rebellion. Unintentional sin still needs forgiveness. And so I want to encourage you and I to make sure that intentional sin is banished from our life. You know, I've been talking to people over the past couple of weeks with some of the discussion on intentions and unintentions. And I was telling people about my eighth grade civics class. I still remember it. And that is this: ignorance of the law is no excuse for the law. A lot of people have the mindset that if they stay uninformed about what the righteous requirements of God's word are, that they will not be held accountable for those. But I want you to know that that is not the case. The Bible says that you can see the glories, you can see the handiwork of God. It is painted across the heavens. You can see the majesty, you can see, and you know, in fact, I will tell you this: the protests of the past several weeks that have gone on says that people do not buy into the deception that the enemy has tried to propagate upon our society, that what happens to us is of no big deal, it's no big consequence. Now, I want you to know that my mindset is this: we all make mistakes. Every time I see one of our police officers, I've done this for a long time. In fact, I was watching a program, Cops. I was watching that one day, and all of a sudden I looked up and I saw a police officer on that program, and I said, I know him. I know him. And every time I go up to one, I have a sheriff's deputy that is my next door neighbor, and my approach towards law enforcement is this: thank you for your service. My approach to military personnel is thank you for your service. My wife was moved the other night. We saw a sign I'll just tell you the name of the company. We were in a parking lot, and she looked up and she saw a sign, and it was a sign honoring the military. It said, because you help, or you allow us to sleep safely, we want you to sleep happy. And I didn't look at all of the details as to whether there was a military discount, but they were acknowledging the service of the men and women of the armed forces. And so I've got lots and lots of relatives who have served in law enforcement, and I thank each and every one of them for their service. And so I want you to see that none of us are perfect. You will find plenty of verbal mistakes if you listen to the broadcast. When I listen to it, I can pick up things. The other day, it was about a week and a half ago, we were dedicating my grandson. What a privilege that was. We've been at Merit Assembly of God so long now that our daughter was dedicated to the Lord. Now our grandkids are being dedicated to the Lord there, and it is just such a thrill to be able to do that. So, but when I was doing that, I made a mistake. It wasn't intentional. It was that there was something that was so programmed inside of me that I made a mistake. And so I don't protest honest mistakes. I think we should pray for our police officers and our fire personnel. I think that we should pray for our government officials and our judges. We need to pray for them because they have a very difficult job. Can you imagine? Maybe we can do this. I just sensed the, you know, something I didn't have prepared, and normally I take that as to be something from God. Can you imagine what it is like for judges right now who are trying to make judgments without God's help? You know, Solomon, when he was king in Israel, he had an encounter with God, and God said, I will give you whatever you want. And Solomon said, I need wisdom to lead your people in righteousness. And God said, because you've not asked for wealth or the death of your enemies or any of these other things, I'm going to give you what you've asked for, and I'm going to give you what you haven't asked for. And it was right after that Solomon was called to make a decision, of which there was not the technology at the time which could have proved what was going on. In today's day and time, there could have been a DNA test, and we could have identified the mother, and it would have been over. In those days, they didn't have that. You know what they had? They needed to lean upon the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of the Lord gave Solomon wisdom as to how to proceed with that situation. And as a result of that, he discovered the compassion that only a mother could have. And I think we need to pray for our government officials, and we need to pray for our law enforcement. We need to pray for our politicians and our judges. Let's pray for them, that God would fill them with the Spirit of wisdom, not the wisdom of this world, but the wisdom from on high, so that they don't make intentional sins, or they don't make intentional mistakes, but that they will instead conduct themselves in uprightness. Father, I just pray right now, Lord, we have tried to push you to the side here in our in my lifetime here in America. Lord, we pushed you out of schools, and then we wondered why our schools became war zones. And God, we've pushed you out of our society and wondered why evil prevailed. God, in the recent times, people have said that they don't want your standards in businesses. They want to be able to dictate to you. And Father, right now, we want to pray for our politicians, our judges, our government officials. We pray for our police officers and firefighters, God, our military personnel. God, we pray that you would give them the Spirit of wisdom, that you would fill them with understanding and compassion. Lord, the other day when I saw a police officer and I said, thank you for your service, his response was something that I had not heard. He said, I just love serving my community. Father, I want to thank you for the valiant, noble deputies and police officers, Lord, many of whom I count friends. Lord, I thank you for them, and I pray that you would bless them. Lord, I pray that you would protect them. I pray that you would watch over them. Lord, that you would give them insight. Lord, I pray that they would not be ambushed. I pray, God, that they would not be compromised by anything in our society. God, give them the Spirit of wisdom. Help them, Lord. Our politicians and judges need the Spirit of wisdom. Lord, you said righteousness exalts a nation. Right now, Lord, we could not necessarily say that we are a righteous nation. We could not say that we are a nation that is walking in justice and uprightness. God, we need the Holy Spirit in our society again. God, I pray in Jesus' name that you would cause us to walk upright, because you are the most upright. Oh, most upright. You will weigh our path. You will watch over us. You will make sure that we are held accountable. Father, I pray right now that if there's anybody who's listening to my voice, and Lord, they're not walking the path of the just, they are walking in injustice. They are walking, Lord, with concealed motives, and they're walking in anarchy. God, everybody's doing what is right in their own eyes. God, I pray in Jesus' name that you would not sit by idly, but God, I pray that you would be very active in our situations. Be our rock. Be our fortress. Be our strength. In Jesus' name, amen. So I encourage you, if you know a police officer, if you're out there, I pray that you would encourage them in Jesus' name. Tell them you are appreciate their service. I went one step further and I said, I want you to know we're praying for you. We're praying for you. And we are. It says, yes, in the way of your judgments, O Lord, we have waited for you. So here's what I can tell you today, and that is this. Nobody is getting out of this life having pulled the wool over God's eyes. No one. And I want you to hear me today, because this will be the most refreshing thing that you will ever hear. It's the truth of God's word, and that is, one day every one of us is going to stand before God, and he says, you weigh the path of the just. Yes, in the way of your judgments, O Lord, we have waited for you. And so if you have been victimized, if you have been oppressed, if someone has treated you badly, I will tell you two things. First of all, welcome to the club. Not only has that happened, but you've also, you know, let me bring a little bit of balance and a little bit of perspective, and that is to say this: you have done bad things as well. And so we need forgiveness. A week and a half ago, I was preaching on the kingdom of darkness. And there were a couple of things that I mentioned that are cause of people to live in darkness. And I'm not going to go through the whole lesson. I'll just tell you two things. One is unforgiveness will lead you to darkness. And the second is that hatred will bring greater darkness into your life. There is much more than what I'm able to share, but you and I cannot afford to allow hatred and bitterness to take root in our hearts. We can't allow unforgiveness to take root in our heart. There are certain things that you and I, we need to commit into the hands of God. There are a lot of people who ask me about certain situations and circumstances and all of that. And here is my mindset. I don't have all of the facts. You don't want me making a judgment without all of the facts. You don't want me making a judgment without the details. And I've got enough gray hair on my head to demonstrate the folly of trying to make decisions with partial evidence. It is not wise. It is not biblical. God is the one who is able to do that, because he has perfect perspective of the actions. He has perfect knowledge and awareness of the circumstances, the intents, the motives. You want him taking care of that. And here is the thing. A lot of people cry out for justice, and God's word says this: mercy triumphs over judgment. Here's what justice for Bob looks like, okay? Bob, I've never killed anybody physically, but I have hated them. I have never I have failed in areas of my life at times when it comes to honoring my father and mother. I have lied. I have stolen. Desires of my heart have not always been proper. There have been times where I have failed to honor the Lord's Sabbath. There are times when things, you see, I, on, for the most part, there's a lot of things that I have violated in the Ten Commandments. And so he who is guilty of one of those areas of the law is guilty of the whole thing. The soul that sins shall die. That is justice for me. The wage for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That is justice for me. I'm one of those. So are you. For the wages of sin is death. That is justice for me. So it would be hypocritical of me to cry out for justice for someone else who may have done something I didn't agree with. At the same time, I'm crying out for mercy because I've done something that somebody else didn't agree with. And so I just want to encourage everyone as we're listening to this and we're looking at this passage, and God is upright. There is no flaw in him, no sin in him. You can trust him. He's got this under control. He's got everything under control. And here's the thing that I realized. A lot of people say, well, why hasn't God dealt with this and why hasn't God dealt with that? Because God is long-suffering, and he waited a long time for me to come to that place of repentance. He waited a long time for you to come to that repentance. I'm thankful. If God was interested in implementing justice right now, he would suck out all of the oxygen off of the planet and all of us would drop dead and we would have gotten what we deserve. But because that's not what God is interested in, God is interested in bringing each and every one of us to repentance and forgiveness so that he can spend eternity with us. And that's why Jesus shed his blood. He wants us crying out for people who have messed up royally. And he's saying, would you join with me in interceding? Would you join with me in crying out that the Spirit of the living God would grip their heart with repentance? See, a lot of people are going around. Listen, I have heard some really hateful things coming out of people's mouths. Really, really hateful. And them claiming to be messengers of God. Listen, I want people forgiven. I want them walking in mercy and grace. Let's entrust America to the upright one once again. Father, thank you that you are righteous in all you do and all your judgments. God, would you bring America to the place of compassion and forgiveness and love once again. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.